Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, J.R. Richard. Pitching for the Houston Astros, J.R. Richard. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May bunts towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Watson reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from May and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Ruschel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruschel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. Kessinger scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. May reaches second base with a double. Cedeno scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Watson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparring misplays the ball. That's an error on Sparring. Rader moves to second. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Tommy Helms. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Mike Cosgrove. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Rader moves to third. Milburn moves to second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rader scores. Milburn scores. Johnson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Astros. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Milburn now playing second base. Ken Forge now pitching. Rob Sparring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparring is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparring hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Ward pinch hits for Oscar Zamora. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Todd now pitching. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Swisher to second, and Cedeno is out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. May reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Watson is walked intentionally. Wilbur Howard pinch runs for Bob Watson. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rader for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wilbur Howard now playing left field. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardinal strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jim Tyrone pinch runs for Billy Williams. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tyrone scores. Thornton moves to third. It's Astros, 3, Cubs, 3. Jim York now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Madlock is walked intentionally. Morales moves to second. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Rob Sparing. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn misplays the ball. That's an error on Milburn. Thornton scores. Morales scores. Madlock moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Billy Grabarkiewicz pinch hits for Jim Todd. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swisher. The throw from May and he is out, Milburn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Tyrone now playing left field. Billy Grabarkiewicz now playing second base. Ken Frayling now pitching. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Busey pinch hits for Jim York. Ray Busey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.